Kamal, tell us, first of all, a little bit about the opponent you're fighting.
His name is Bobby Jenkinson. He's a Commonwealth champion. He's a decent fighter, but I should be beating him.
It's a big fight for you, the Commonwealth title, isn't it?
Yeah, very big fight for me. It's only my ninth fight, so it's quite early to be fighting for the Commonwealth title, but I think I'm ready for it.
Well, you've been in sparring with double world champion Frampton, haven't you? So, I mean, if you've been in sparring with him, nobody should worry you.
No, not at all. He's probably one of the best fighters I've sparred, and he was good. I had good rounds with him, so I take some positive. I could have gave a bit more, but it was learning experience for me, and I picked up quite a lot from it.
So, what next for you now in terms of the build up? What's this week going to be like for you?
It's not really a hard week this week, but it's just really keeping the weight down. The weight's fine, but just getting some speed, and we're losing down by Thursday, and we'll be ready for Saturday.
Tell us about your style. What are you going to take into the ring?
Just boxing, really. I can box and fight, so whatever he comes at me with, really. But I'll be boxing.
So you're prepared for whatever, if it's toe-to-toe, whatever it is, you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, yeah, whatever.
Tell us a bit about the weight division. Who are the people that you've got to get past?
Well, obviously him on Saturday night. He's got the Commonwealth title, and then there's Jazz Dickens got the British, but he's fighting for the world title in the week after me. So there's a few. There's Gavin McDonald, but they're all a bit ahead of me at the moment. But I got to be looking at them for world honors in the future.
What is it about you? Tell us about your background to come into boxing. Why boxing?
I don't know. No one in my family really boxed before me and Cal, so it was just to get out of school, really. I didn't know it was school. I watched Prince Asim a lot, and I liked him. So and then I just started to love boxing and got into training.
So how did you start? Where did you start?
I started in a gym called Hobbs Moat when I was seven. I started there for a few years. I didn't really like it there, so then had a break for about 2 years. And then I moved to Franco Sullivan.
Franco Sullivan, Lynch, yeah.
And then, that's where it all started for me, really.
And your trainer here, yeah. Max, tell us a bit about, the regime you've been put through. Because you've obviously moved on from that to where you're going for a title fight. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how that's all happened.
Max works hard with me and Cal, so it's just really with me, it's just the rounds, being fit enough to do them 12 rounds, and he puts through how, so I just think I'm good enough to, so I just got to get fit and I've got to work hard, and that's what we've done, and it's all coming together now. And Saturday night will be, there'll only be one winner.
There's no easy route, is there, really?
Nah, you've got to put the work in, and that's what we've done, and that's our life for us, to work hard, because you don't get it on the plate, and that's what we've done, we've worked hard.
Are you confident?
Very confident, very, very confident.
When you're not boxing, what are the pastimes, other sports do you like?
I don't really do any sport from boxing. Like, people would think I'll go out and play a bit of football with the lads and that, but I don't do anything like that. I just box and chill with my mates, chill with my girlfriend, chill with my little brother, family, and things like that. Other than that,
It's 100% boxing.
It's 100% boxing. There's no other sport I touch apart from boxing.